Good morning, everyone. This is George Agnes, and what I'm going to be discussing in this file is my observations and a discussion that we had about how the Salar's salt bridge formed. So the other day when we were on the salt flats, I observed when I was collecting samples that the top crust of the salt layer was very thin, maybe half a centimeter or 0.4 inches in thickness. And then it was very hard, and I had to scrape really hard with a spatula to get through it. And once I broke through, below that layer, I observed a very thick crust composed of salt crystals. And most of those salt crystals were very large and very impressive. They were almost perfect cubes, or another way to think of that is they were like boxes. However, the boxes were small. They were, each side of the box was only about 0.5 or 0.4 inches in dimension. So having done a few experiments yesterday and then thinking about what I observed in terms of those how the salt crust looked, well, we came up with an idea of how the salt layer may have formed on the Salar. So here goes. So the evaporation of water from the Salar to Uyuni may have occurred very rapidly. And this is supported by the dryness of the area and the low humidity in the air. So there's very little water vapor in the air. As the solution, so the lake reached its saturation point, and so when I'm referring to saturation point, I'm referring to the sodium chloride that was dissolved in there. So when it was reaching its saturation point, solid sodium chloride formed on the surface of the Salar where the crystals were growing in two dimensions on the surface of the lake. And because that is where the state of supersaturation was greatest. And so I think that this was a kinetically driven process, and that's why the crystals were only growing in two dimensions. And so as more of these crystals formed, they began to touch one another and form bonds between the crystals, and then shortly thereafter, what would have been present would have been a very, very thin layer or a crust right across the lake of salt. And then that was so strong that it supported itself, and then that layer also reduced the evaporation rate of water. It wouldn't have stopped it because there would have been imperfections in it, and so you'd have had slow evaporation yet occurring through the crust. And then that would have also driven more precipitation of sodium chloride. But because once that crust formed, then the process of the precipitation of that sodium chloride from the brine that was underneath the crust would have been a thermodynamic process, and that's why the nature of the crystals were now cubic. They were growing in three dimensions, and that's why we think that the crystals below were cubic in shape, whereas the top layer was this aggregation of probably nanometer-sized crystals that had been produced kinetically. So there was a number of processes that were going on that had formed the Salar, and you can break it down into steps. First, you had the crust forming in a process that was not thermodynamically driven. It was kinetically driven, and then once that crust formed, it allowed nice crystals to form below. So for those of you who are going to be participating in a science fair, and if you're going to grow crystals this year, what you want to do is generate crystals under thermodynamic conditions where they grow slowly and they grow very nice and large, and you'll have really good crystals. You don't want them to grow fast. So good luck with that.